Hi, you listen to That's South African. If you listened to us before and you were waiting for a new episode, apologies. We're having technical difficulties. So today we'll be talking about imposition democracy and questioning the origins of democracy. Democracy is the leading ideology of the world. Democratic societies are good and undemocratic societies are not. Why has one ideology dominated for so long? What is so amazing about democratic society? It's certainly not because it has benefited everyone. Listeners, democracy is simply so widespread and accepted because it is imposed by the dominating power, the West. Regime change is commonplace and normalized today, often under the facade of democratic change. This just leads to democratic failure, of which Africa is a prime example. Is this because of democracy itself? No. It is the manner in which democracy is gained. Very simply, democracy itself is not the problem. It is Western democracy that is. Perhaps this sounds contradictory. Democracy is a Western idea and can thus not be Western. This is incorrect. Unfortunately, it is instituted incorrectness. Some background now seems relevant. The democratic society we know is based on Athenian democracy. This, despite the common misconception, was not invented spontaneously. Rather, it was built on older democratic societies that exchanged ideas with the Greek people. For example, in ancient Iraq, a general assembly existed that was elected by the people as free men. This assembly had the ability to veto the king and create laws. In many cases, the king sought consensus from this assembly before any actions were taken. Ancient Egypt, despite being a monarchy at national level, learned from this, and at a local government level, elected representatives to petition for change. This, may I remind you, was happening at least 1,000 years before Athenian democracy was born, or as we are taught, invented. One, however, could argue that these societies did not elect a leader, and are thus not democratic. While this completely ignores the people's abilities to make decisions via votes, it is a good point. In that case, the earliest democratic society existed in India before Greece. Society was based around a council, open to all men, who voted and elected a king, and dealt like parliament with administrative, financial, and judicial changes. All of these pre-Greek societies traded and exchanged ideas that eventually reached Greece, where it was named and adapted. The ideas of a democracy are founded on human rights and a constitution emphasizing freedom of equality. These two are not Western. The first charter of human rights comes from ancient Persia, in modern-day Iran. And the first constitution comes from Medina, in 622 AD, that allowed religious freedom and attempted to alleviate the rich-poor divide. When Europe colonized Africa, Asia, and South America, the colonizers imposed their version of democracy. However, this version was designed to benefit the colonial regime at the detriment of the oppressed people. In other words, a completely undemocratic democracy. When Africa, Asia, and South America sought independence, this was in a sense granted as long as this form of democracy was maintained. Due to this imposition of Western democracy for 400 years, it was naturally rejected. The West in the modern age has tried to restore this Western democracy via regime change and military intervention. This is not constructive, as undemocratic leaders use this to prove that to accept democracy itself is to again accept brutal Western control, thus preventing democracy from forming. Democracy, therefore, can be treated as an organic process that grows, not a spontaneous creation. So it is time to accept that the democracy the Greeks spread to Europe, where they imposed it on the world, was not the invention, rather the adaptation, and that it was not imposed on them in the first place, which is why it is so successful there. Of course, if something is forced on you like Western democracy, it will be rejected. Basically, imposition democracy does not work. However, if something like democracy grows from cultural exchanges and adaptation, it will be embedded in culture and most likely stay there. To conclude this episode, democracy can grow again in Africa, South America, and the East. The seed is there, just like how it grew across the world. People just need to allow it.